It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Thursday, February 8th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. In Narvik, Norway, it's Sun Pageant Day. It's among a number of annual celebrations among Arctic peoples of the return of the sun. In Narvik, the sun has been gone for about 2 months. A North American equivalent of Narvik's latitude, by the way, is Alaska's Gates of the Arctic National Park, a couple hundred miles north of Fairbanks. No word on celebrations there.
I'm not a witch! I'm not a witch!
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this.
The event that precipitated the Salem witch trials and executions happened on this date in 1692. Two teenage girls were declared to be under an evil hand. A doctor said so, reportedly. The trials wouldn't begin until summer in what was then known as the Massachusetts Bay Colony. In the colony and Dominion of Virginia, 1 year later, this date, 1693, the College of William and Mary was founded in Williamsburg. In the ranking of earliest charters, William and Mary is second only to Harvard. So go tribe! The Confederate States of America organized in Montgomery this date in 1861. And today, in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded by William Boyce.
Excuse me, sir. You dropped your wallet down there.
Thanks.
Yep.
Scouting, where character counts.
But it is not primarily for mere physical feats that the Boy Scout movement has won the high praise and the esteem of the American people. It is rather because the Boy Scouts have dedicated themselves to the development of those qualities of character, those qualities of citizenship, upon which the future of our democracy rests.
This date, 1941, the 31st anniversary of the Boy Scouts, FDR spoke those words in a radio address. Coast to Coast live radio had been around for just 17 years, in fact, to the day. This date in 1924, a Bell executive gave a speech from Chicago that was carried in five markets, from Providence to San Francisco.
I have learned in my first 2.5 weeks why Abraham Lincoln and some of the older presidents almost went home when they first got to the White House. The handling of personnel appointments, trying to get the right person in the right position at the right time, is a very, very difficult question.
Jimmy Carter gave his first ever press conference as president this date in 1977. And on the very same day, Larry Flint was sentenced to 7 to 25 years after an obscenity and organized crime conviction in Ohio. He served just 6 days. The sentence was overturned on a technicality.
But after the nightclub business, did you then decide to go into the publishing business and produce a magazine called Hustler?
No, after I closed the Hustler down, I opened up a whorehouse in Newport, Kentucky.
I got in actually to win it. Nobody believed. Maybe he'd dunk one and that'd be it.
5'7" Spud Webb of the Atlanta Hawks today in 1986 won the NBA slam dunk competition. He beat out teammate and defending slam dunk champ Dominique Wilkins. And it was today in 1990 that CBS's Andy Rooney was suspended for racial remarks attributed to him by a magazine. All was better about a month later after CBS aired an essay on the topic. Apparently, all sides were happy.
I must have approached more than 100 dogs, and I didn't meet one single mean dog. They all seemed glad to see me.
Births today, William Tecumseh Sherman, 1820, Jules Verne, 1828, Nick Nolte, 1940, and Mary Steenburgen, 1953. Finally, for this 8th day of February, it was today in 1994 that Jack Nicholson took a golf club to a car's windshield. He had about a 2-iron, and internet postings suggest the car was a Mercedes. The Audio Escape Almanac is a presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for business and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.